Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when there is rising unity. Over what issue? Over the issue of which of the Republican candidates for president stands as the most obnoxious, the least likable. Remember, people used to say that part of the reason that George W. Bush beat Al Gore is because there was a higher likability factor. He was somebody, it used to be said, that you like to have a beer with. Is somebody like that who is the opposite of that? That would be Vivek Ramaswamy. And there is an outstanding new column about Vivek Ramaswamy by Matt Lewis, who is a senior columnist for the Daily Beast. Matt, if I can, let me begin with a little excerpt from Vivek Ramaswamy. Now, according to many of the polls, he's running third or second to President Trump for the Republican nomination. He was on Meet the Press with Chuck Todd asking him about Mike Pence and Mike Pence's decision to honor the Constitution rather than the Commander-in-Chief. Listen.
Bring up a couple questions you didn't get a chance to answer at the debate. Most of the candidates on stage Wednesday night said Mike sure. Pence did the right thing on January 6th. Do you agree?
I would have done it very differently. I think that there was a historic opportunity that he missed to reunite this country in that window. Here's what I would have said. We need single-day voting on Election Day. We need paper ballots, and we need government-issued ID matching the voter file. And if we achieve that, then we have achieved victory, and we should not have any further complaint about election integrity.
So what would you have done with Mike Pence? You would have not certified the election?
So in my capacity as president of the Senate, I would have led through that level of reform, then on that condition certified the election results, served it up to the president, yeah. President Trump then to sign that into law, and on January 7th declared the re-election campaign pursuant to a free and fair election. I think that was a missed opportunity.
Matt Lewis, your reaction?
Well, first of all, if you listen to him, he sounds very compelling. And if you don't know much about the Constitution or American politics, I think it would be very persuasive. He sounds like he knows what he's talking about. He's eloquent. He's well put together. But when you actually, you know, diagnose the things he says, it's really absurd. And there's so many problems with it, right? So first of all, the states, 50 states are in charge of their election law. The idea that you would impose upon them the way to do that would be, you know, constitutionally dubious. Even if that were possible, the idea that it would be the vice president's responsibility to take up that charge, and that as president of the Senate, he could somehow convince what was, you know, basically a 50-50 country to go along with these proposals is unlikely. And then the last thing I would say is, you know, Vivek himself later in that interview with Chuck Todd admitted that he voted by mail that year because there was a global pandemic. So the idea that you could get Democrats, for example, to go along with in-person voting in 2020 in the middle of a global pandemic is unlikely. So I think it's complete BS. But it has the sound of being smart and being plausible.
Okay, do you believe that it has enough plausibility? What struck me about it, Matt Lewis, is he's talking about a situation where On January 6th, according to the Constitution of the United States, that's when they certify the election votes that have already been certified state by state by state, all 50 states. And again, he's talking about changing. Is he talking about changing the procedures for the election for next time before he certifies it this time and proceeds on January 7th, the day after the Constitution specifies? Or what? Or is it just completely made up to avoid saying, no, of course Mike Pence did the right thing?
Yeah, I think if you listen to that interview with Chuck Todd, he's really dodging the question. The question is about January 6th. And I think what Vivek is saying is, well, you know, we wouldn't have had that problem if Mike Pence, again, why would Mike Pence be in charge of this? But if Mike Pence had insisted on in-person voting and having a paper backup on the election, which was November, then we wouldn't have had January 6th, right?
Right, and for Mike Pence to do that when the president didn't direct him to. In other words, generally, vice presidents do not have independent, separate initiatives. By the way, what do you think about the idea which has been discussed heavily about Vivek as a running mate for President Trump?
Well, I think that's part of what this is about. You know, just 2 years ago, Vivek wrote a book where he was very critical of Donald Trump and, you know, essentially blamed him for being irresponsible and inciting the riot on January 6th. Now Vivek doesn't want to say that. He has flip-flopped on many, many things, including his position on Donald Trump and January 6th. And I think it's very likely because he's not running for president. He's running to be vice president or a Fox News host or ambassador or maybe a U.S. senator. But yeah, I think he has ulterior motives. He's not really trying to beat Donald Trump.
There is some discussion. He lives in Cincinnati area, Hamilton County, Ohio. And Sherrod Brown, who is the Democratic senator from Ohio, is considered one of the most vulnerable Democrats. There's an array of Republican candidates for the primary to run against Sherrod Brown. Is it conceivable to you that, oh, maybe sometime in the next couple of months that Vivek Ramaswamy moves over to run for senator from Ohio?
I think so, entirely. I mean, he is very much in the vein of the Peter Thiel, J.D. Vance playbook. He is a, you know, philosophically, ideologically, he is very in line with Peter Thiel, who, of course, financed J.D. Vance and helped facilitate the endorsement of Donald Trump, which essentially guaranteed his election in Ohio. I don't see why Vivek couldn't replicate that playbook.
Okay, so you have a title to your piece, which is a very thought-provoking piece. Trump and Ramaswamy show us how the worst get to the top. And you have some concerns about the Republican Party and its future based upon this campaign and what is going on with it. We will get to that and get to why it is that basically there's a disagreement among pundits and the public, not a new thing, but a disagreement about who actually won that debate last Wednesday. Was it at the public seems to believe that the two best candidates at the debate were Ron DeSantis and Vivek Ramaswamy. How did that happen? And what would be Matt Lewis's answer to that question about winning and losing debates? We will be right back on The MedVed Show with Matt Lewis. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number.
The Michael MedVed Show, all across America.
It's dangerous for America. It's dangerous for the world.
This is The Michael MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MedVed. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MedVed at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael MedVed here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Matt Lewis is a senior columnist for the Daily Beast. He is also the author of the recently released book, of Filthy Rich Politicians, the Swamp Creatures, Latte Liberals, and Ruling Class Elites Cashing In on America, was just released in July of this year. Matt Lewis, looking at those filthy rich politicians and the people who either are currently running for president or are rumored to be nursing presidential possibilities, at least in their own minds, given the fact that there is such a strong public distaste for the idea of another Trump-Biden duopoly going forward, the doddering duopoly, if you were looking at this field and you were to pick a Democrat who could do the most to represent the party and the Republican to represent the party, who should be the contesting presidential nominees other than Biden and Trump?
That is a hard question. The best, and then I have to say that I've been very disenchanted in the last decade or so. I mean, there was a time when I was like a huge Marco Rubio fan, to be honest.
Yeah, me too.
And I no longer am, and so I don't really have, I don't really believe in politicians anymore per se. I will tell you this, that I think just watching the debate, that alone, I thought that Nikki Haley was very impressive. She was the person that exceeded my expectations. And, you know, she's let me down before. I feel like she is kind of really, let us down. So sometimes she seems very courageous and sharp, and then sometimes she seems very sycophantic in regards to Donald Trump. But that night, on Wednesday night, she had her A game, and I thought she really stood up to Vivek Ramaswamy, attacked him for, you know, she said, you have no foreign policy experience, and it shows. I think she was eloquent in defending our support of Ukraine against Russia. And I thought she made a pretty compelling argument about abortion. You know, she said that she's pro-life, but she was arguing with Mike Pence that we're not going to get 60 votes in the U.S. Senate, and that we should probably, for, you know, pragmatic reason, to be fighting over, you know, things like, let's make sure we're providing contraception or access to it, but let's also make sure we're stopping late-term abortion. So I think she was staking out a conservative position that could win, that'd be very compelling at a general election against Joe Biden or whoever, really.
Well, it's the whoever is the interesting question, because there is so much speculation that we really are one health emergency away, and people in their 80s have health emergencies. We're one health emergency away from Joe Biden stepping aside. Other than Kamala Harris, who seems to have very limited support in the Democratic Party as a nominee for president, who would the Democrats be wise to consider?
Well, it's hard for me to give them advice because, as a conservative person, you know, my philosophy kind of makes that difficult. I will say this. It seems to me that California Governor Gavin Newsom is positioning himself to be the break glass in case of emergency candidate. And then I think Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is also on that short list. So it's hard for me to give Democrats advice, but I think those are the two that are at the top of the list should they, you know, need to be called in from the bullpen.
What about the current Secretary of Commerce, who's over in China right now negotiating at the highest level to try to avoid some kind of trade war with China. Secretary of Commerce Gina Raimondo, who was a very successful governor and fairly moderate to conservative governor of Rhode Island for a couple of terms.
Yeah, I can tell you that Mike Murphy, the Republican strategist who frequently he and I have long discussions on my podcast, is a huge fan of hers and has been a booster. I'm not as familiar with her, but she definitely has some admirers in the Republican Party.
And where do you think this campaign is going? I mean, it now looks like we're going to begin the trial, the first of the January 6th trials, the federal one, the day before Super Tuesday. Is that leave the Trump campaign in the dominant position that they seem to occupy now?
I don't think so. I mean, this feels to me like, you know, like a Super Bowl that pits two teams from, you know, sort of two unpopular teams against each other. And instead of providing, you know, lots of flashy passes and excitement, that they just, it's a defensive game where they just grind it out. And it's an ugly game. And I think it's an ugly game that probably ends up with Joe Biden winning. I mean, if we
look at a lot of penalties in this ugly game, too.
Yes. A lot of penalties, maybe even 20-year penalties. Offsides calls, holding, things like that. If you look at the recent polling just in the past week or two, it suggests that Donald Trump cannot lose a primary and Donald Trump cannot win a general election. So, and it just seems like we're, you remember, I don't know if you've seen that movie Austin Powers from back in the 90s, where he basically gets run over by like a steamroller, but he sees it coming a mile away, you know, but he just can't get out of the way of it. It feels like this collision, this sort of boring spectacle. We've seen it coming for so long, but it's like we can't escape it. We can't. It's going to be Trump versus Biden. We've known it. Nobody wants to see it, and it's also unavoidable.
I hope that that quote of yours that the Trump versus Biden is unavoidable does not come true, but there are outstanding columns by Matt Lewis that, in addition to his new book about filthy rich politicians, we've posted a number of his columns at our website at michaelmedved.com. And Matt, we look forward to speaking to you when I just have to hope that there will be another turn in the way things are going. In terms of the way things are going for American churches and religion, there's a piece by Nick Kristof about the problems being faced by Christianity in this country. We'll get to it on the Medved Show.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yeah. USA News update. Police say an armed and dangerous person remains at large on the campus of North Carolina Chapel Hill.
Within 3 minutes, cops flooded the street. Everywhere you could see people coming out with loaded weapons, just flooding the street, telling people to, you know, stay back.
Authorities have yet to confirm if anyone is injured or explain exactly what happened. Police urging everyone to remain sheltered in place. Former President Trump's federal 2020 election interference case will begin during the middle of the Republican presidential primaries. The Obama-appointed judge today scheduled the trial to start on March 4th, 2024. That's the day before Super Tuesday. The opening of a 200-year-old time capsule at West Point Monday turned out to be a bust. The small lead box found in May in the base of an 1829 monument was met with great fanfare. As it turned out, the scientists who examined the box found nothing but silt. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Oh, Michael, you drive me nuts.
Michael Medved.
And one of the reasons that I looked at the work of Nick Kristof, who's a syndicated columnist, and appreciate it, despite the fact that he is, for the most part, left of center, is because he's one of those voices in the left who is respectful of and supportive of religion. He is a person who understands that part of what has made this country great has been the fact that we have always been more religious than the countries of Europe. We've had several great awakenings that have been responsible for things like eliminating slavery, ultimately. In any event, he has a new column, which is heartbreaking, actually. It's called America is Losing Faith in Religion. And he writes, more people have left the church in the last 25 years than all the new people who became Christians from the First Great Awakening, Second Great Awakening, and Billy Graham Crusades combined. This de-churching, as they call it, is apparent in most denominations, reducing the numbers of Presbyterians and Episcopalians, and also of evangelicals like Southern Baptists. White and black congregations have left churches in similar percentages. Hispanic religious attendance has dipped a little bit less. And he points out, to be clear, the United States remains an unusually pious nation by the standards of the rich world. Pew reports that 63% of American adults identify as Christian, but that's down from 78% in 2007. And in that same period, the percentage of adults who say they have no religion has risen to 29% from 16%. Okay, this is a major change in America, and coincidentally, at almost the same time as this column came out by Nicholas Kristof, there is another column by my friend David French, which I think goes a long way to explaining what's happened. And he has a column that begins with that terrible story that we discussed on the air last week about a 27-year-old guy who got in an argument over a shopkeeper who was displaying a rainbow flag. He ripped down the rainbow flag, and he ended up shooting and killing the shopkeeper, and then later he was killed by police. This is an awful story. And he writes, and I think this is so important. David French writes, one of the most fascinating aspects of the Christian faith is the way Scripture treats both theology and virtue. The Bible is, of course, a complex theological book, but when it comes to identifying whether a person is in the grip of the flesh, i.e. worldly sinfulness, or exhibiting the influence of the Holy Spirit, it doesn't emphasize theology, but rather something much more simple, virtue and vice. In other words, even the most impeccable theological understandings are meaningless if they don't result in Christian character. The key verses come from Apostle Paul in the book of Galatians. He describes how the flesh desires what is against the spirit, and the spirit desires what is against the flesh. What does the flesh desire? Here Paul condemns sexual immorality and idolatry, but also other sins, including, quote, hatreds, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambitions, dissensions, factions, and envy. Sounds a little bit like American politics right now, doesn't it? And what of the Spirit? What is the evidence that God is at work in your life? Paul's list does not include a single statement of theological belief, but rather a series of simple virtues: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. In other words, when you encounter another person, regardless of what they say about their religious beliefs, you can discern their true character by such traits. Joy and gentleness should earn our attention and respect. Hatred and jealousy are red flags, even in those who can quote every line of Scripture. And he makes the point that there is simply too much hatred and jealousy going on in the United States, even among people who claim to be part of what is called sometimes the religious right. And it's a point that Russell Moore, who's coming on to our show, makes, who was one of the top executives in the Southern Baptist Convention at one point. In other words, if you believe that the other side, the people who disagree with you, are demons and need to be totally destroyed, and that the whole goal of politics is to smash, crash, and extirpate the other side, if you believe that, that is not something that fits comfortably with what the New Testament actually recommends, is it? When that recommendation is for love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. In other words, we used to have a concept of being a gentleman. And being a gentleman didn't mean that you were a softy. Actually, in Jewish scripture, in Ethics of the Fathers, Pirkei Avot, it says, who is mighty? Who's strong? Who's gibor, which is a word that refers to Samson. And it says a person who controls himself, who controls his own inclination. And again, that inability to put that forward, to make the case for virtue ahead of theology, that inability, I think, is, as Nick Kristoff suggests, as David French suggests, as is increasingly obvious, has had tremendous damage to American religiosity. When you believe that this is a question of lining up with one side theologically as opposed to the other side, rather than a question of mastering yourself and being the best self you can be. And by the way, it's also appropriate to recall all of that with the message from Martin Luther King some 60 years ago, the I Have a Dream. Because what all of that was about was being better Americans in order to have a better America. It also makes us think of there's passing away over the weekend at age 99 was Bob Barker. And in an Esquire interview in 2007, the game show host said, I don't try to always get a laugh. I enjoy helping other people be funny. One of the nicest letters I ever got was after a show, an elderly lady wrote me and told me, I've never been as funny as I was that day. That day, he says, I earned my money. To be able to laugh and smile and to share some of the reasons for laughter, it's a positive development. Coming up, there's a statement by the mayor of Los Angeles, the new mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass, that is so extraordinary. If it weren't so serious, there'd be reasons to be truly sad over it. We will get to that and to more of what is coming up among choices for Americans in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Can I just say that you do more for radio than what high definition will ever do for television?
This is the Michael Medved Show.
You know how the line to the song goes, it's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy, it's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinary. Extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We're still considering and evaluating what happened on that debate stage in Milwaukee. It's kind of important to keep some perspective. I wish with all my heart, it's one of these things I fantasize about, frankly, shows you what kind of weird guy I am. If they had had recording equipment when Lincoln was alive. Because you read those Lincoln speeches and you read the debates that he did, which weren't prepared, they weren't canned, against Stephen Douglas in 1858 when they were running for Senate against each other. The words, the love of the language, the ability to express himself, the closest we can get to actually hearing Lincoln is hearing Dr. King. 60 years ago, August 28th, he was actually speaking at the March on Washington, 250,000 people. And part of what he said was this.
And when this happens, when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
That's Dr. King. And again, it's not fair to compare anyone in today's world to Dr. King, but they had a playback section about the debates that took place and that help to define what the at least immediate future of the Republican Party is going to look like. And they had a number of columnists, including Ross Douthat and Michelle Cottle, from the New York Times, and they had a back and forth about what was going on with the debates. And Lydia Polgreen said, there were 8 candidates on stage on Wednesday. There was a lot of words said, but did any of you feel like we got a better sense of where we are in terms of the American people's stated desire to find a post-Trump candidate, somebody after Trump? And Michelle Cottle said, it certainly didn't look like it. The audience was clearly more into Donald Trump than anyone else. There was no breakout performance. There's this kind of aimlessness, except maybe from Vivek Ramaswamy, who basically is running as a younger Trump and may be the most obnoxious candidate ever to grace a debate stage. And she gives the prize to Ramaswamy. And then Carlos Lozada said, in terms of Wednesday, I went back and watched the August 2015 Republican debate. What struck me was how, in their closing statements in 2015, so many of the candidates, John Kasich, Scott Walker, Jeb Bush, Ben Carson, they had these very optimistic visions. I turn things around in my state. We can turn America around. And then Trump shows up, and he's like, we don't win anymore. We can't do anything right. It's American carnage. It was a very contrasting dark vision. Fast forward to 2024. This is overwhelmingly the vision you're getting from the majority of the candidates. That notion of darkness, of doom and gloom, which was actually captured well by that moment that when Ramaswamy says, we lack purpose, we don't remember who we are, there's a national identity crisis. That kind of darkness to me seemed to permeate a lot of the debate, whereas it was an outlier 8 years ago. And, of course, the response to Ramaswamy was from Mike Pence, who said, no, it's not the people who have given up or the people who are in trouble. What's a problem for this country right now is not having a government that can live up to the people. In fact, Ross Douthat writes, in that exchange with Pence, Ramaswamy's clearly right. This is part of what makes his candidacy interesting. He is leaning into certain realities of American life. There is a mental health crisis. There is some kind of crisis of meaning. Things that conservatives especially took for granted. Religion, patriotism are in ebb. Whether his style is the right way to address that and channel it into a post-Trump candidacy, I'm reserving judgment. But he's not just pulling things out of the air, so says Ross Douthat. He is actually trying to lean into where the country, and especially a chunk of the Republican Party, is right now, which is not, to go back to Carlos's 2015 analysis, what anyone but Trump was doing back in 2015. Isn't it strange for people to express that kind of nostalgia for a race that really wasn't that long ago, that race of 2015-2016, before Trump descended from down the golden escalator? Meanwhile, speaking of descending down the golden escalator, there's a very important Hollywood star. It was still remembering the fact that Liam Neeson was a star of Schindler's List. He was nominated for an Oscar for that. He has a brand new movie that is not Schindler's List. It is actually a movie called Retribution. And the review, coming right up.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
There's a new thriller starring Liam Neeson as an American investment executive in Berlin who's driving his kids to school one day when he finds out they're all facing a mortal threat in Retribution.
Do I have your attention?
What do you want?
Drive.
There's a man who's put a bomb in the car. We can't get out. The car will explode.
Listen very carefully.
And you'll watch very carefully, trying to figure out this complicated situation that shamelessly recalls the 30-year-old smash hit with Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock called Speed, that uses the same situation of a need to keep driving or facing a terrible explosion. The tension here is effective, occasionally even frightening, with lots of taut scenes and dark mysteries about the main characters that also include Embeth Davids and Matthew Modine. It's rated R for some graphic violence and injury, 2.5 stars, for the oddly titled Retribution, which provides more questions than answers. And coming up, we're going to be providing answers aplenty tomorrow on the Medved Show, because we have George Will joining us. George Will has lived through, written about so much of American history and so much of American politics. Maybe he will help us put into proper perspective this choice between Biden and Trump. Is this really the worst presidential campaign ever? Could it be? We'll be speaking about that with George Will. We're also speaking to columnist Nicholas Kristof about his column that I shared part of with you about America losing its religious faith. At present rates, he writes, only a minority of Americans will identify as Christians of any kind by the mid-2030s. That's not so far away. And then America's leading tax reformer, who has very, very critical things to say about the first Republican debate. Why? Because the candidates, all eight of them, avoided the one key question that they needed to address. And what was that question? We'll find out from Grover Norquist, who joins us next time on the Medved Show. And there's more. Fake electors. You thought you heard about the fake electors taking a part in Georgia, the election? What about the fake electors in another one of President Trump's favorite states, which he didn't carry, which he lost in the election? There are investigators who are ramping up another probe into election wrongdoing. In which state? You'll find out tomorrow on the Medved Show. And over 40% of the colleges that have closed since COVID-19 are Christian colleges or university. Over 40% that have closed or consolidated since the start of the pandemic are Christian. Why? Next time in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar, while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. A-L-L-E-G-R-E-T-T-O Resort.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.